Hey, I'm Brenna, and today I'm going to be interviewing Becca on about fanfic. So, Becca, can you introduce yourself?
I am Becca, also known as USF Calzona on LiveJournal, and among other things, and I've written most notably the Muddy Buddy series.
Okay, Becca, I was a little curious. How do you prepare yourself to write?
Normally, I go out on my back porch, turn some music on, and just kind of let it all flow out.
You mentioned that you like to listen to music while you write. What songs would be on your writing playlist?
My writing playlist changes a lot, like probably once every week or two. But at the moment, I have some Carrie Underwood, some Shelley Wright, Kobe Collette, Lady Antebellum, Gretchen Wilson, Shadazy, Sugarland, Tim McGraw, mostly country. I have Sada Ramirez on here from Spamalot.
Okay, how long have you been writing anything in general?
I've been writing for about 4 years.
How long have you been writing fic?
I've been writing fanfic for about 3.5 years, but I've only been writing Calzona for about a year.
Why did you start writing?
Well, I started writing for a really personal reason. I had been abused when I was younger, and I needed a way to kind of get everything out and get everything down and out of my system. So I started to write because I needed that outlet. And then I started writing Harry Potter because I was always into it, and that was just something that kind of flowed. And then as I kept going, I flowed, and then I ended up in Calzona.
So what motivates you to write? Or what inspires you?
I think what inspires me kind of is the same that inspires all writers, emotion, you know? I don't really think of a plot. I think of that emotion. The emotion of seeing Arizona pull her hands away from Callie. The emotion of them getting back together. You know, that's what kind of drives me. I don't really think of plots. I think of emotion. What emotion do I want to write? And hopefully I capture that in whatever story I'm telling.
So, what do you think makes a good Calzona writer?
I think a good Calzona writer is somebody who really knows the characters and is good at the characterization. I think a lot of young writers write without knowing that true characterization, and it really comes out in their writing. And I think that to be a really good Calzona writer, you have to know Callie and Arizona as much as possible. You have to know how they're going to react, because without characterization, your story's pretty much out of character, and it's not really a Calzona story.
Now that we know what you think makes a good Calzona author, what do you think makes a good author in general?
I think a good author is somebody who can think of an emotion, write it, and have you feel it as strongly as they did when they thought of the idea. I think emotion makes a good writer, whether you're a fanfic writer or whether you're, the best-selling author in the world. It's all about emotion, and it's all about that transference of emotion through the characters.
You mentioned that you're most widely known for your story, Muddy Buddy. What was your favorite scene to write out of that?
My favorite scene in Muddy Buddy probably came in the third one that's called Seattle Medical, where Christina is confronting Erica. And it's right before Erica goes and talks to Callie. And, Christina was not treated especially well by Erica during her time there. And you kind of really see the friendship between Christina and Callie, with Christina defending Callie the way she does. So that's probably my favorite little scene I wrote.
I think that that's most people's favorite scene from that fic.
Yeah, that was actually, no, most people don't know, that wasn't in the original story. That was something I added about 5 minutes before I posted it.
I loved it. It was amazing.
Yeah,
I like her standing up to her in
that was
anything.
something that I didn't. I have a co-writer, and I emailed her, and I'm like, I feel like there's got to be something, there's got to be a little more drama. There's got to be a little, Christina's got to say something. She wouldn't just sit there and not say anything. So I wrote that. That was actually in her section. I wrote it. We tossed it into both copies of it, and we posted it, and people have really responded well to it, so.
What's your favorite character creation?
My favorite character that I've created would probably be Erin, which is Arizona's sister in the Muddy Buddy series.
Can you tell us about her?
Aaron, I've always said Aaron is the love child of Arizona and Christina, with a little bit of Mark's flirtation thrown in. You know, she's happy and perky like Arizona, but she's a total badass and a total, you know, stand up, break the rules a little bit if you have to, win every competition kind of person. And I loved writing her. She's a very freeing person to write because you take that internal filter and just kind of toss it out the window. And you let, you know, this kind of bold, brass person, you know, talk. And it's fun. She's a fun person to write.
Okay, when you interviewed me, you played a game with me, so I think it's time I throw the game back.
I can understand that. All right.
Okay, we're gonna do the high school superlatives
Okay.
for the Grey's Anatomy cast.
Okay.
Okay, one female and one male character.
All right.
Best dressed.
Arizona and Mark.
Best eyes.
Arizona and Karev.
Best person to share a desert island with.
Teddy and Owen. They have training. They know how to get off.
You are focusing on what needs to be focused on. Best hair.
Derek and Callie.
Most competitive.
Teddy and Owen.
Most athletic.
Teddy and Owen.
Most attractive.
Arizona and Jackson.
Most changed.
Callie and Mark.
Least changed.
Lexi and Alex.
Most likely to get lost in a room with one exit.
Lexi and George.
Most dramatic.
Meredith and Mark.
Biggest flirt.
Mark and Callie.
Most gullible.
Lexi and George.
Let's see. Most infectious laugh.
Arizona and Owen.
Who talks the most and says the least?
Mark and Lexi.
Okay, who talks the least and says the most?
Bailey and Owen.
Okay, that concludes the interview. I'd like to thank you for letting me interview you.
It's been a pleasure. Y'all can catch us starting weekly when Grace comes back on. Until then, I'll be doing the mini casts.